Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as sibungelela bonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is lapha bangcwele ku Ruth chapter 1. Sizofunda u 1 and 2. Lapho lithi, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimeloi. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephraimites from Bethlehem of Judah. And they went to Moab to live there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women. One was named Orpah and another Ruth. After they lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died. And Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje bangcwele uma sibheka uverse 2 wakhona we learn ukuthi the name eka babu Elimeloi, it means God is a king. Manje you would allow him to be a ruler uma uNkulunkulu eyi king kuwe. But then yasitshela istatement lapho ukuthi u-Elimeloi noma igama lakhe kwakuyi-Elimeloi, meaning that Elimeleon, meaning that God is a king. This person never allowed God to rule her. Why I say that, bangcwele? Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu laphayana ku-Judges 21, ku-verse 25 lithi, from 24, lit, at that time the Israelites left their place and went home to their tribes and clans, each one to his own inheritance. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw it. Manje wonke umuntu ngaleso sikhathi bekungekho inkosi. And manje siyakhumbula ukuthi futhi kwakungakabi nenkosi kwakwama-judges. But in those days, Israel had no king. And everyone did as he saw to it. Meaning that they never regarded God as their king. Abanye abantu khona. Ngani ngoba noma sebemfuna inkosi, betshela uSamuel ukuthi bafuna inkosi. Wathi noma uSamuel ephatheke kabi. Wathi uNkulunkulu ungaphatheki kabi. Abahethanga wena, bahethe mina. Kusho ukuthi mina abangithathi ngokuthi nginkosi yabo. Manje the reason yokuthi uAmaleliyoni asuke endaweni yaseBethlehem, which is a place of a promise. Ngoba this place was a promise eyakhulunywa laphayana in the past ukuthi kuwe Bethlehem kuzozalwa indodana. Uyasuka bangcwele. Uya endaweni yaseMowabu. EMowabu kukhonza onkulunkulu abahlukele. Akukhonzwa the very same God. Banonkulunkulu ababo ngokwabo. Usuka lapho ngenxa yembalela. And elithi zikaNkulunkulu seke sukile ngenxa yembalela. Sithola ukuthi ubalekele imbalela. Ngani ngoba bangcwele bakhona nabanye abantu bebekhona eBethlehem maribona zange babalekela imbalela yena uyabaleka ubalekela imbalela. But now what we need to understand here is that the devil knew who Elimeloni was. USathane uyakwazi ukuthi ubani bangcwele. Look at the people abantu uNkulunkulu abasebenzisayo, most of them badlule ezintweni ezinzima. Most of them bangcwele mabektshela iy'tori zabo. Uyabona ukuthi uSathane was trying to destroy them. Bengekenzi le nto uNkulunkulu ayifunayo. Manje nalo Elimeloni wazilu satan ukuthi lona uyena who's got that seed unkulunkulu akhuluma ngayo in the book of Genesis leyo seed leyo uyigadile usatan ukuthi a destroy i seed eyona seed ezoletha uJesu Kristo ngoba wayizama futhi siyakhumbula nalapha yana khona kuncwadi bangcwele in the book of Genesis u37 ukuthi naloyo kwakudingeka ukuthi a take over i seed nayo wayichithela phansi kwaba umunye futhi lithi uNkulunkulu wambulala ngani ngoba the devil was after this seed and yes ukuthi the person who's carrying this seed uye yena lo ongelmlo umsusa endaweni kaNkulunkulu uyombeka kwenye indawo ukuthi manje iplan likaNkulunkulu ngaye lingaze laphumelela and manje ubona ukuthi ubalekela imbalela bangcwele uhamba nabantwana bakhe and elithi izikaNkulunkulu mabefika lapho baganwa baganwa abantu abafazi bezizwe and bazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu he's against this and at the same time uma ubheka nabo lithi after uElimeleki ehleli eshonile bahlala another 10 years sebehleli bashona after 10 years at the same year meaning that labantu bebese relaxile labe khona they were not intending to go back where they belong and these are the people who were to carry out the plan kaNkulunkulu manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje the enemy knows who you are wena uma ungazazi ukuthi uyini kuKristu Jesu it is easy ukuthi uSathane enze noma yini ngawe ngani ngoba awuzazi ukuthi ungubani uyini kuKristu Jesu and the enemy uyakwazi he will try to destroy you ngayo yonke indlela manje ekseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele siyathola futhi ku Judges chapter 8 ukuthi futhi kunezwi lana masithi the enemy knows who you are ku Judges chapter 8 ngithanda ukuthi sibone lokho bangcwele so that si confirm lento sithi usathane uyakwazi ukuthi ubani masibheka ku Judges chapter 8 lifundeka kanje ku verse 18 and 19 siyakhumbula ukuthi story sakhona uma ulendoda ebulele abantwana the brothers to Gideon uyafika uyobuza uGideon lapha ku verse 18 lithi then they asked Zeba and Zamlon what kind of men did you kill at Tabor men like you they answered each one with the bearing of a prince uthi abobani labo wababulala eTabor uyaphendula labathi abantu esibabulele yilabo abanophawu lobukhosi njengawe we remember ukuthi bangcwele sinephawu siphawuliwe lisho njalo izwi lapho kuba efese ukuthi siphawuliwe ngophawu likaMoya ongcwele you can see bazalwane ukuthi siphawuliwe look at this uma usethe ungena etaxini or ungena phakathi kwabantu bazoqala nje omunye ocule ingoma yesonto okuzoba khona umuntu nje ozokhuluma something ehambelana nescripture sometimes ukuyimol ubona umzalwane ongamazi nibhekane nalomzalwane azathi omnye ngiyakufanisa na uthi ngiyamfanisa anazani but there's this thing eninayo a common in the spiritual realm so the enemy looks in the spiritual realm manje uma ungazazi ukuthi uyini kuKristu let me tell you the devil knows you and the enemy will try by all means to distract you akususe endaweni ekufanele ukuthi ube kuyo la uzobleseka khona ozokubonisa enye indawo engasiyiyo wakwenza bangcwele kuElimnyomi siyayibona leyo nto ukuthi uyenzile manje xn kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kuwe yazi ukuthi ubani kuKristu Jesu yazi izinto zakho baningi abantu abasindisiwe aze ahambe bazalwane emhlabeni umbone ukuthi udonsa ngelasigiye ene lo muntu lona usindisiwe lo muntu lona bangcwele uyamthanda uNkulunkulu but kukhona izinto zakhe angazazi ukuthi these things they belong to me. There are things ekufanele ukuthi wena uzazi ekuye zakho your inheritance uNkulunkulu akunikeze zona ozo enjoy usakhona la emhlabeni njengoba ngithanda ukuleli lizwi ngiyalithanda bazalwana lele kumahubo 27 la athu Davide I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hayi bangcwele asilendanga ubuy and buy asilindanga ukuthi kuyokwenzakalani ngale izinto zethu uNkulunkulu usinikeza sisaphila usinikeza impilo sisaphila si enjoye sisaphila ezinye izinto zikhona ezangale kodwa zikhona ezamanje sisaphila as the children of God ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu demonstrator ngathi look at the kings abantu ababemlalela uNkulunkulu in the Old Testament look at the lives abakhipha kuzo look at the lives abagcine beyizo ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu demonstrated izinto kuwo ezinhle nathi zikhona izinto zethu ekufanele ukuthi sienjoy ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu sisaphila la emhlabeni manje XN kwanamhlanje bangcwele ngithanda ukuthi uzibuze wena ukuthi uyini kuKristu Jesu yini izinto zakho ezikhona kuKristu Jesu afuna ukuthi uzithole usaphila ngikhumbula lesi story baba it's just a story bangcwele abathi lo muntu wathenga ithikiti lokcruiser leli thikiti leli lalifake yonke into li include yonke into kodwa wayingakhona ukuya edining hall eyodla nabanye until baze bayobuyela emuva ufika ku destination esimakehla iCaptain imbuzo ukuthi hawu wena makulapha yena bengakuboni athi kuye bengiziphathele umphako wami athi Captain lelo tikiti oliphethe beliphethe yonke into yakho la there was no need ukuthi uziphathele umphako wakho ngani ngoba yonke into ikhavara yonke into bangcwele isiphambano esalenga igazi likaJesu Kristu uJesu Kristu asithenga ngalo ngenteke ephakeme ikhavara everything everything is in the word of God yithi thina abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ekuthi ngekukuthi sizazi izinto zethu ngani ngoba uSathane uyakwazi ukuyithatha into yakho esandleni sakho ukubone soyiphethe ngesandla ithathe and yakho lento lena ngani ngoba uyakubona ukuthi awuyazi into ekuyiyakho manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele ngisakhuluma ngalokho bangcwele thola lapha yana ngithanda ukuthi uma sifunda lapha yana kuzenzo chapter 17 sifunda lapha ku verse 26 to 27 khona into engithanda ukuthi sibheke lapha kuzenzo chapter 17 ku verse 26 to 27 lithi leli lizwi from one man He made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men will seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Manje into yenzeka uNkulunkulu wambeka lapho elimiyomi la imbeke khona kulapho uNkulunkulu wayifuna ukuthi amfune khona but manje lithi leli lizwi bangcwele wasuku elimnyomi wasuka waya eMoab eshiya eBethlehem la uThixo embeke khona njengoba ngisho ukuthi izwi lapha yana kwizenzo 17 verse 26 lithi from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live uNkulunkulu la khona bangcwele ukubekile ukuthi ube lapho ukuza kubusisele lapho not to say we don't relocate we do relocate ngokuthi uNkulunkulu evumile but ukususwa izinto ezithile bheka uNkulunkulu naku Genesis chapter 26 siyakhumbula uNkulunkulu ukuthi yenzeka ngaphambili indaba yembalela beyingaqali ngaye yenzeka nangaphambili uma sifunda incwadi lapha ku Genesis chapter 26 sithola ukuthi bangcwele lapha uma sifunda ku verse 1 to 6 lithi now there was a famine in the land beside the earlier famine Abraham on Abraham's time and Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of Philistine in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in the land for a while, and I'll be with you and I'll bless you. For to you, all your descendants, I will give all the lands and will confirm it I saw to Abraham. Manje naye lo, kwakunembalele enkulu. Lithi wasuka waya endaweni kaGera. Sekende sendaweni kaGera, ufuna manje ukusuka bangcwele aye eGibhitha. UNkulunkulu wathi hoho, awusehlele enzansi, hlala khona la engubeke khona. Kuloku kunembalela kanjalo mina ngizokubusisela lapho manje kudingeka ukuthi sizwe kuNkulunkulu bangcwele ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu maliqhubeka lapho lithi ku verse 11 siya ku 14 lithi so Abimelech gave orders to all the people anyone who molests this man or his wife shall surely be put to shame to death siyabona ukuthi wathola ifavor nakwinkosi yalapho manje ku verse 12 yakhona ithi Isaac planted crops in the land and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. UNkulunkulu blessa ulapho blessa bakuyimbalela ngani ngoba usebukhoneni kaNkulunkulu. Lithi lapho ku verse 13 the man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy in the midst bangcwele yale ndawo uThixo ambeke kuyo and ubu wealthy bakhona benza ukuthi nabanye baze babe ne kwele baze babe nomona manje ngithanda ukuthi you can relocate uma uNkulunkulu eshilo bangcwele manje sibona nalaba ngcwele indaba ka Shunammite woman Second Kings chapter 8 lithi from verse 1 lithi now Elisha had said to a woman whose son he had restored to life go away with your family and stay for a while wherever you can because the Lord had decreed a famine in the land that will last for 7 years. The woman proceeded to do as the man of God said. She and her family went away, stayed in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. At the end of 7 years, she came back from the land of the Philistines and went to the king to beg for her house and the land. The king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, had said, tell me about all great things Elisha has done. Just as Gehazi was telling the king how Elisha has restored the dead to life, the woman whose son Elisha had brought back to life came to beg kings for her house and land. Gehazi said, this is the woman, my lord the king, and his and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. The king asked the woman about it, and she told him. Then he assigned an official to her case and said to him, give him back everything that belongs to her, including all the income from her and all the day she left the country until now. Now we see ukuthi this one wahamba ngenxa yokuthi etshelwe uThixo ukuthi makahambe. Etshele inceku kaNkulunkulu ukuthi makahambe. Yiko lokhu ngithi, it doesn't mean to say you cannot move away, but let God knows, let be the God who tells you to move. Ngayi ukuthi uzihambele ngoba ubaleka. Manje uSathane into ayenzayo uyakususa endaweni uNkulunkulu akufuna khona ngoba uyazi ukuthi khona lapho kukhona injongo kaNkulunkulu ngawe nami kuleyo ndawo leyo akususe kube nezinto oyibonayo ezicasulayo uze move away kanti uya endaweni lapho uthubalekela isomiso uye kwindawo ezokubulala more than buzobulawa isomiso ngoba ulondoda yabulawa elapho kungenasomiso khona ikwaze kofana abantwana bakhe kungenasomiso khona walahlekelwa na uNkulunkulu kungenasomiso lapho bangcwele kwabonakala ukuthi makufanele guqe konkulunkulu abathile manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi the enemy knows who you are. Wena uma ungazazi isitha siyakwazi ngaloko ukuthi ngekuthi masi kuKristu Jesu sizazi ukuthi singobani kuKristu Jesu sizazi izinto uThixo azibekele thina sikuKristu Jesu otherwise uzothola ukuthi ulahlekelwa insindiso ngenxa yokungazi ukuthi uyini kuKristu Jesu. May God richly bless us this morning and open our spiritual eyes to know who we are in Christ Jesus. May God richly bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.